At the 2014 National Biodiesel Conference, I'm visiting with Michael Erker. And Michael, I understand you're director of bio-based products for the United Soybean Board.
Yes, I am.
What does that all involve? What kinds of things do you get in projects and stuff?
Well, when we talk about bio-based products made from soybean oil or meal, that includes biodiesel. And biodiesel soy methyl esters are a great a solvent, as everyone knows. So and you not only get biodiesel, but you get a lot of other products, whether it be hand cleaners or paint strippers or a lot of other personal care items. Those methyl esters can also go into paints and coatings and things like that. So there's just a wide array of products that come from that.
So USB, as I know, gets very involved in helping with research projects, and especially in this whole area. I think you've also had some real good success working with some government entities and trying to get that into, for them to find ways to utilize a soy or bio-based product?
Yes, USB is and the soybean checkoff, both at the national level and the state level, are still major funders of biodiesel and the National Biodiesel Board. And so a lot of the research that NBB does at the soybean checkoff, both national and state level, helps pay for that. In addition to that, we fund a lot of different research all the way from universities to small companies, to large companies, up to Ford Motor Company and John Deere and companies like that. We've been very successful over the years with funding research with Ford Motor Company. Every Ford vehicle made in North America today contains soy polyols in their seating and headrests. They also did a lot of research and continue to do research on soybean oil going into rubber applications, and they got patents several years ago on using soybean oil in tire tread, and then they licensed that technology to Goodyear, and so the last 3 years we've had research going on with Goodyear Tire Rubber Company. In fact, I have a prototype tire in my office that they put on the test track last year and had very, very good results on it. We're waiting to hear now what their next steps are, you know, in order for them to bring a new product like that to the marketplace, it has to, the soybean oil has to show that it reduces costs in one place, you know, someplace in their processing. And they're very confident that eventually they will put tires in the marketplace. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, who would think that you would be rolling down the street on soybeans?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you know, soybean oil and meal is such a versatile product. In addition to Goodyear is doing, Ford Motor Company is also looking at meal and protein and flour as a replacement for other carbon black or things like that in other rubber applications, whether it be floor mats or rubber grommets or things like that. So there's just a wide variety of things that soy can be used for.
Well, we got a lot of sessions going on here, and our next general session's about to begin, but I think you've got a special afternoon plan to go out on a little bit of a tour.
Yes, NBB does a great job every year putting a side tour together for farmer leaders, both at the state and national level. And this afternoon we're going to the Marine base at Miramar, because the Marines back in 1999 were the first large group to start using biodiesel and non-tactical, and they're very proud of that fact. And so we're going to go out and see in person what they're doing with that. So we're very excited about that, and it's going to be a great opportunity.
Hope you get some good pictures, if they let you take them out there.
Yeah, it's hard telling whether they will or not. They're pretty particular on military bases, so we'll have to see. But I think I'm pretty sure we'll get us to see. We're going to go to the air group, and then we're going to another place where we'll see their amphibious landing craft and things like that. So very excited.
But we've been visiting here at the 2014 National Biodiesel Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.